Now, sitting in well, to my right, in actual fact, is Tim Phillips, the chairman of Cast Iron, otherwise the Cambridge and St Ives Railway Organisation, who, not exactly surprised, I suppose, the decision came through about the guided bus, i.e. we're going to have it. Tim, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, to do justice to you, I mean, we've got the travel in about a minute's time, but we'll make a start and we'll come back to it in a sec. The problem for you is that you've had to go through all the legal ease, wade through one sheet of A4 after another, and we're going to ask the impossible from you to in a minute to encapsulate your main objections. I mean, I've had a read through it. Tim is now waving a huge swathe of paper at me, but I suppose we must do this. We must simplify it, but look at the main points. So we'll get into that in a sec. Can I just put my last question first, though, before we go to the travel news? And it's this: when we've gone through all of this, and you're now facing the future or not of any rail link, is it dead and gone, or are you still a position to fight and appeal?
You asked the last question first. There are a number of options open to us, but in terms of the guided bus, it is not a done deal yet, for reasons that we'll go into after the travel.
Right, well, that's interesting, and we'll get our teeth into that in just a moment. Our guest at the moment is Tim Phillips, chairman of the Cambridge and St Ives Railway Organisation, otherwise known as Cast Iron. And we're looking at the fallout following the announcement that there is to be a guided bus, which uses exactly the route that the rail line would have used if they'd been able to do that. Now, Tim, the report has come out, you've waded through it, you've read it. It ought to be fair and balanced, is what we expected. What's your opinion?
Well, unfortunately, with a lot of these things, it does strike me that for all of the detail arguments, for all of the large and powerful bodies that are involved, it does tend to come down to a matter of opinion. And I've just been reading in reception there, alongside a cup of delicious BBC tea, couple of sections that where the inspector's conclusions are, I would say, bizarre. It's a bit complicated and technical to go into, but to do with things like saying that the railway wouldn't serve Addenbrookes. Well, of course, it would if there was a station at Addenbrookes. Saying that there would be a problem with connections, which would make the railway unattractive because there's no plans for Network Rail to electrify the spur to Milton Road. Well, we'd included that in our costings. And then, bizarrely, going on to say, well, he thinks it would be better that when Chesterton Station is built, you'd get a better connection between the buses and the trains at Chesterton Station. So, To my mind, my overall conclusion is that it's all very well having £2.2 million worth of public inquiry, but does it pass the test of common sense? And I don't think it does in places.
Many people are saying that the politicians have had to run with this guided bus because otherwise they'd never have got planning permission and the nod to build North Stow, which, to anybody who's not quite sure, is just off the A14. At the moment, you've got Oakington and,
Longstanton
there. But of course, it's going to be a big new town, essentially. Yes. Bigger even than Bar Hill is on the other side. Now, somebody said to me, well, if they hadn't got the go-ahead for the guided bus, that they wouldn't be able to have done that development. But I'm wondering, the only bit of the guided bus that makes an element of sense to me is a form of transport from North Stow into Cambridge. I mean, that seems to make sense. It doesn't have to follow the line that you would have wanted to do. But, I mean, would you concede that if there was to be some form of additional transport, that would be where to run it from?
Well, no, there's a perfectly good bus service already that goes to Oakington. You simply extend the same bus with the
but
same
it sits
sort of
in the queues on the A14 along with everything else.
As you know very well, Steve, in an interview we had here with a member of the county council, there's already earmarked £15 million worth of on-road improvements for precisely that sort of thing. And let's not forget, Steve, that the guided bus is in exactly the same position when it comes off the guideway at Milton Road. It comes in and joins that traffic. Now, it is estimated about 40% of passengers want to get to the city centre. That leaves 60% of passengers who don't, including people who want to live in North Stow and possibly work in London. It could just happen. There might be somebody in North Stow that wants to work in London.
Well, that seems to be the pattern which is happening elsewhere in Cambridgeshire, although the argument was that bringing homes to Cambridgeshire would bring jobs and people who focused here. In fact, some of the homes are already being sold on the basis of living in Cambridge but be at work in London within 48 minutes.
Well, there has been a trend, hasn't there, of it's just possible that in certain households two people might go out to work, and it could be that one of those works in the Cambridgeshire area or the Cambridge area, and one of those might work in London. Mm. That's no argument for stopping fast access to London. Now, Mr. Mings has been on the radio saying that, for example, Swavesey to the Science Park in 13 minutes. That's fine. What about Shelford to the Science Park?
We're going to talk to Bob Mingus from Cambridgeshire County Council in the next hour. They'll have their say on this. Let me just quickly whiz through some of the objections that I see listed from you. There's a problem making comparisons between bus-based and rail-based systems. This comes from a Commons Select Committee, not from yourself.
Yeah.
So the Department for Transport will not fund schemes that go over budget, and you reckon this one is almost certain to. And there are three bidders for building the darn thing. One built the Edinburgh scheme. That's had to close twice because of the bad ride and damage to curbways. One's building the Crawley busway, which is already £6.5 million over budget halfway through. And the third has never built a busway before. Which looks pretty condemning. Why is nobody listening to that?
I suppose you could say because it's early days. Those three elements are actually intertwined because back in May 2000, the Select Committee report on light rapid transit systems pointed out that it's very difficult to make comparisons between light rail and busways because there are so few busways in the world. You might want to ask why there are so few busways in the world, but that's another issue. And to quote them, that report, it said the establishment of a number of demonstration projects would enable the actual performance of alternative forms of transport, i.e. to tram, in service to be measured and would enable the costs and abilities to alter travel habits to be compared with existing light rail schemes. In other words, the government has for 5 years wanted to experiment with guided buses somewhere.
I was going to ask you a final question in the time that we've got. So why have intelligent, and they are intelligent local politicians, they're not dim, why have they gone overboard for this scheme and, in a sense, some people feel, bulldozed it through? There has to be some sort of agenda, doesn't
there? You may be asking the wrong person that, Mr. Richards.
Yeah, you must have some thoughts, though. I'll be asking them, and I've asked them already, like I say, because it's a fantastic scheme.
I have thoughts. I go back to the test of common sense. The point is that there's an awful lot of people that live around this area, that have lived around this area for an awful long time and have seen what councils have planned and done. And, of course, the county council has done some marvellous things. But everybody that I speak to continues to say that this is wrong. And I get very frustrated when I hear the county council coming onto the radio and saying there's 85% support for this. Now, I can't see any backup for that claim. And they also say that when the guided bus is explained to people, they come to like it. I don't believe that for a moment. Everybody that I speak to, once they know how the guided bus works and realise that it's not guided within Cambridge, says, no, it's a ridiculous idea.
Mm. I've also had communication from another point that says all this thing about moving buses up to Parkside is because the hidden agenda to that is that Drummer Street will be overflowing with guided bus activity and therefore they've got to shift the others out to somewhere else.
There is an important point to make there, Steve, yes? And that is because you cannot have double-deckers on the southern section of the guided busway route, and that means that half the services going from the south of Cambridge to the north of Cambridge will involve a change of buses in Drummer Street, and that's going to be chaotic.
Well, Tim Phillips, we thank you. There'll be obviously more on it, but I'd like to get your views now. The dust has settled a little bit. You've had a chance to get a considered look, and as I say, we'll be talking to Bob Mingus later in the next hour, but how do you feel? 08459 25 2000. Love to hear from you.